expectation for tire rentals on TYRENEWILSON, date of birth 5/29/1993, date of accident 12/27/2024, date of service is 7/14/2025. Mr. Tyrone Wilson is a gentleman who is involved in an automobile accident that has occurred on 12/27/2024. In this accident, he was traveling as a non-unrestrained driver, sorry, as a passenger on the left side behind the driver's seat, and their car was rear-ended. The impact has caused him ongoing pain in the neck, in the lower back, left shoulder, and both knees. The patient has undergone MRIs that show positive findings as follows. In the right knee, the patient has a focal chronic osteochondral defect of the posterior aspect of the lateral femoral condyle, degenerative changes of the medial lateral and patellofemoral compartments, joint effusion, and also there is an intra-articular loose body at the posterior aspect of the joint. In the left knee, it is found that the patient has a complete tear of the anterior cruciate ligament and torn medial meniscus with likely bucket handle configuration and underlying degenerative changes of the medial and patellofemoral compartments. In the lumbar spine MRI, it is found that the patient has a bulging disc at L4-L5 with annular tears, bilateral neuroforamen stenosis, and a facet hypertrophy L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. In the cervical spine, there is a presence of disc herniation at C5-6, leading to spinal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. Patient was advised that he may benefit from epidural injection for the cervical and lumbar and possibly knee injection. He's also been advised that he may benefit from surgical exploration of the left shoulder because the suprachoroidal tendon is completely torn. His pain level is 8-10 with extreme anxiety, and ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports 30% improvement in the system, pain, and other symptoms. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review, additional issues. Patient does have underlying anxiety, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. Physical examination, the pressure is 119/82, pulse is 75, and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit, which is dated 6/12/2025, dictation number 0706-032. The plan is to provide the medications as follows: Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory healing, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet two times a day, 60 tablets, Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day for anxiety, Wellbutrin XR for depression 150 mg a day, Elavil 50 mg at night, Neurontin 600 mg for neuropathic pain, Lunesta is for sleep only at night, 1 mg. MAPs were reviewed, labs were reviewed, patient is found to be in compliance. Physical therapy is ordered two times a week for neck and lower back and both the knees and the shoulder, and with traction and massage is considered off work, house replacement, and the transportation has been ordered. The patient will be seeing an orthopedic surgeon as well as a spine surgeon that has been ordered for him immediately for his knees and for his shoulder. Thank you.